From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, December 17th. I'm Abby Larico. A local housing initiative is revitalizing vacant properties in underserved St. Louis neighborhoods and helping low-income families buy their first home.
You can't buy a home from another company or from a private owner and get this type of care and relationship.
St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley takes us to the Dutchtown and Baden neighborhoods with the St. Joseph Housing Initiative. That's after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis County has a budget for 2026. The council voted 6-1 at its final meeting of the year yesterday to pass the spending plan that will take effect January 1st. It makes up a gap of $81 million, with some cuts in the budget requested by County Executive Sam Page, plus RAM settlement and reserve funds. The council was much more involved in the budget this year than it has been in the past. 4th District Democrat Shalonda Webb, the Budget Committee Chair, says the deep dive into department spending will continue next year with a few changes.
We're going to start earlier. We're going to talk about our NFL process, so they'll have that at the beginning of the year, of how we actually spend. And then also, we're going to go through with them the same way that our budget chair. So what we learn, they're going to learn.
The council cut more than $48 million from County Executive Page's requested spending levels. The six members who helped draft and supported the council's budget say their numbers more closely match what departments spent in 2025. They say the reductions won't harm services. Page, though, is skeptical.
Consequences of budget cuts are not always realized right away, and I anticipate several discussions in 2026 about the impact of these cuts and the need to provide more funding.
There is some dispute over whether Page has the legal authority to veto budget bills, but the votes would be there to override that veto regardless. Health officials in St. Louis County want more people to carry the overdose reversal drug naloxone. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports their concern comes as a super potent opioid is becoming more common in the region.
Even though the number of opioid-related deaths in St. Louis County has been decreasing since 2022, health officials are concerned about carfentanil. Carfentanil's a superpotent synthetic opioid similar to fentanyl, but it's more powerful and dangerous. Sometimes it's even used to tranquilize large animals. Health Director Kanika Cunningham says because carfentanil's an opioid, naloxone works to revive people who have overdosed after taking it.
We are telling people that it may take 3 or 4 doses. So before, people could use 1 or 2 doses. So I'm really encouraging people to carry not just one box of naloxone, but at this point, carry at least 3 or 4.
Last year, the county tallied one person who died after overdosing on carfentanil. This year, 7 people have died after ODing on the substance. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis has settled a civil lawsuit between Sheriff Alfred Montgomery and Tammy Ross, the city's deputy jail commissioner. The lawsuit stems from an incident last February. Montgomery had ordered Ross handcuffed as his staff tried to interview a detainee who was allegedly abused by a sheriff's deputy. Joe Neal is Ross's attorney. He confirms the settlement but did not give out its details as they're still being finalized. The incident also led to Montgomery landing a federal misdemeanor and 5 federal felonies. The Missouri Attorney General cites the handcuffing as one reason why Montgomery should be removed from office. A circuit judge is set to decide that case in the coming days. St. Louis officials have axed a plan to redevelop a vacant Dutchtown High School as they eye purchasing the building from the school district. STLPR's Kayvon Mansouri has the details.
Members of the Land Clearance for Reutilization Authority voted to scrap a redevelopment plan for the vacant Cleveland High School with Goodco LLC. Zach Wilson, a vice president with the St. Louis Development Authority, which oversees the LCRA, says the city aims to purchase the building itself and put out requests for proposals in hopes of finding a developer eager to work on the property. The move comes just 2 months after the authority approached the school district about purchasing the school for $300,000, along with Marshall Elementary School in the Ville for $200,000. Neighbors in Dutchtown have urged the school district to sell Cleveland High School, calling it a long-standing nuisance since it closed 22 years ago. The school district has yet to announce a decision on the sales. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
A financial institution for African immigrants and African Americans is now open in St. Anne. Its mission is to help them build generational wealth while preserving Black and African culture. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Kenyan native Anthony Kamnau is excited that the St. Louis region has a financial institution that welcomes African immigrants and African Americans. Kamnau became a member of the African Diaspora Federal Credit Union to get a loan to develop his land in Lake Ozark. The musician and entrepreneur says the credit union can offer him so many opportunities to advance in the community.
I'm excited because they can support my music, and I also have a non-for-profit. I'm looking at working with them to enhance productivity and also get funds for that.
In addition to low-interest loans, the credit union will offer financial literacy classes and scholarships. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis City SC has hired a new head coach. Yoan DeMay will lead the team into its fourth season. DeMay is just 35 years old, making him one of the youngest MLS coaches, but he has plenty of experience in the league. DeMay previously served as interim head coach at FC Cincinnati and was most recently an assistant coach with the Columbus Crew. He's taking over for David Critchley, who has led City SC on an interim basis since May. City SC will open the 2026 season at home on February 21st against Charlotte. The St. Joseph Housing Initiative revitalizes vacant properties in underserved St. Louis neighborhoods and renovates them before selling them to first-time homebuyers. The nonprofit was created in response to the 2015 Ferguson Commission report in an effort to address economic inequities. As St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports, the program is making home-buying dreams come true, one renovation at a time.
Three windows in the front.
Danny Estrada and his wife Maria smile as they look at a drawing of their Dutchtown house. It sits alongside several other portraits at the Wild Fruit Project's art gallery in Dutchtown.
They're doing a great job. I love it.
When Danny and his family moved to St. Louis from California in 2016, they had no idea they'd be buying their first home in just 3 years. It was a dream come true made possible through the St. Joseph Housing Initiative in St. Louis.
You know, we prayed and we asked for the right house.
We have a lot of memories here now. It's great, you know.
Annie Purcell is the outreach and volunteer manager at the St. Joseph Housing Initiative. She says undergrad students from St. Louis University's art department were responsible for drawing the pictures of the homes on display at the gallery.
Professor Amy Bouts, she was here, Studio Art, and I reached out to her, and we came up with this idea of creating an internship where the students could create custom illustrations or portraits of each of the homes, and then they could be gifts for the home buyers.
The St. Joseph Housing Initiative was created in 2018 and focuses on vacant and dilapidated properties in underserved St. Louis neighborhoods like Dutchtown and Baden. Executive Director Christy McCutcheon shows me around one of their recently renovated properties on Virginia Avenue in Dutchtown.
When we first came in here, there was a half wall right about where you're standing, and there was part of a kitchen downstairs and another part upstairs, so we knocked everything down. And so what you're looking at is all new. Washer, dryer on top of the new appliances.
The front door, like most St. Joseph homes these days, is a bright blue, which is a group trademark. McCutcheon says renovating the homes to sell at affordable prices to moderate to low-income families is costly.
What we acquire it for, the money we put into renovations, and then what we sell it for without impacting negatively the neighborhood, all those things together, our loss is averaging right now about $50,000 a property.
She says fundraising events and a robust volunteer program help cover the costs. St. Mary's Southside Catholic High School president, Mike England, a co-founder of the Housing Initiative, says it's not about the money.
We can bring about desperately needed change if we stay committed, don't become discouraged when it doesn't happen overnight, and when those that have the ability to invest, invest.
In addition to breathing new life into hopeful homes, approved home buyers are also provided a $5,000 lump sum toward their down payment. 47-year-old Lakeisha Dean says that made a world of difference. She purchased a nearly 2,000-square-foot home in Baden through the program last December after experiencing homelessness.
to struggle with your children and make it that much harder.
Dean says the program isn't too good to be true.
They helped me furnish my home. They helped me pay for my home. They helped me with repairs. You can't buy a home from another company or from a private owner and get this type of care and relationship.
Leaders say home buyers have accumulated over $310,000 in equity so far in the 8 years of the program. They say selling properties might be moving slowly, but seeing families made whole through sincere effort is worth it. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.